A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Daf Zayin, Kiddushin 7a, pagination is 13. We'll start from the facing page. In the middle of the page, in the middle of the line at the two dots, Omar Abaye. Dealing with interesting examples of giving. Our primary case is that a man is looking to be mekadesh a woman, wants to marry her, and he's supposed to be giving her something of value. And when he does, he's saying to her, Hariat mekudeshesli, behold, you should be married to me. Omar Abaye said, HaMekadish b'milveh eina mekudeshes. If a person tries to be mekadish the woman with a loan that she already has, she already has the money, and he says, with that money that you're holding that really belongs to me, you're going to have to repay it, so I want to do kiddushin with that money, that does not work. She already has the money, and you're not giving her anything. Bahanoas milveh, but if you would word it differently, and that's what we're going to explore here, interesting examples of giving where at face value you didn't give her something that could facilitate kiddushin, but if you reworded your desire, your intent, then it actually would work. Bahanoas milveh, with the benefit of the milveh, of the loan, mikudeshes, it would work as a kedushin. Va'osilasas came ipnei haramas ribis, but you shouldn't do it because it looks a little bit like ribis. Ribis is charging interest for a loan, and that would be that the person who lent the money is getting paid more than just the payback on principle. And over here also, Abaye is saying, it looks a little bit like ribis, even though it's really not. If you'll skip about three lines, the Gemara explains, Lo tzricha, what's the case? Da arvach la zimna, that he gives her extra time. So let's go back and understand the contrast. Abaye says, if you want to be mekadesh her with the money itself that you loaned her, that doesn't work because that's already in her possession and it's too late to give it to her. She has it already. But if you would reword your desire of kiddushin to be, you would have given me money in order to keep that money for more time. You would have given it to me to encourage me to be agreeable. You would have given me a gift, a chocolate bar, something. You would have maybe given that money to one of my friends so that that friend should come over to me and convince me to give you more time. So that gift amount, the amount that you would have used to convince me, to put me in a good mood, that I should give you the money for more time, if I give it to you for more time without your having to spend money on the chocolate bar, so then I've given you something. That's Bahanoas Milveh. In the words of Rashi, Hiskachi Bahanoas Zush Atayis no Senes Pruta La Odam Shayifaiseni Alkach. The coin that you would have given to somebody to convince me that I should extend the loan. Says Rashi, Kol Shekein, certainly, if he would have absolved her of the loan and said, the amount of money that you would have given to somebody to convince me to absolve you of repayment, that would also be a good kiddushin. But we always have to word it in a way that he's giving her something now, or he's absolving her of a certain payment that would have occurred now. But going back to the first case that Abaye described, if he simply said, the money that I already gave you, it should be for Kedushin, that doesn't work. Flip case is, the amount of money you would have given now to convince me to forgive the loan, that works. And predictably, it would be a different amount of money. However it works out, it may be a very close amount of money. Perhaps you would pay $900 for someone to convince him to absolve a $1,000 loan. You might only pay $10, because why should it require more than $10 to convince this person that you're getting along with, and you might even get married to absolve the loan? But whatever the number is, the logic is the amount that's happening now in a transaction, not the amount that happened in a previous transaction. Drop down to the bottom line of the page. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ten mona liploni va'akadesh loch. Give, the woman is talking, give a coin to so-and-so, maybe to her brother or somebody else that she likes. Give a coin to that person, and I will become mikudeshes to you through the coin that you gave that person. So she's not physically the recipient of the kedushin money. Nevertheless, mikudeshes, it's a good kedushin. Midin orev, from the concept of a cosigner. Orev lav afagav de lamati hanoa liyadei, the cosigner on a loan, accepts responsibility of the loan repayment. He's able to do that. He can lock himself in to something, even though he never got anything personally. Kamishabed nafshe, he's able to lock himself in because the money is dispensed or dispersed based on his say-so. And therefore, based on his say-so, you're listening to me, so I can therefore dedicate myself and obligate myself. Hayitzanami, same thing by this woman. Afagav delamati hanoa liyidei, even though she's not directly, in a physical sense, the recipient of the money. Kamishabda makanya nafsha, but if you disperse the money based on her say-so to the person of her choice, that alone, listening to her, is able to obligate her like an orev, like the cosigner on a loan, and she becomes obligated, so to speak, which is the kedushin. Let's drop down for one more case. It's about halfway on the page. In the middle of a line, Bo'i Rava, Rava asked, Helach mone ve'akadesh anilach mahu. The woman says, I'm giving a coin to you, the man, the person who I want should be my husband. And through the coin that the woman is giving to the man, she says, I should become mikudeshes to you. So her wording is fine. She's becoming mikudeshes to him. But she's the one giving. And it doesn't work like that, because she's the one obligating herself in her yad l'kiddushin, in her marriage rites. And someone else has to give her money in order that she should sell, so to speak, her marriage rites. How does it work? What is Rava asking that she's the one giving the coin, and it should be a good kiddushin, and Amar Mazut Mishmei de Rav Papa Mikudeshes. It's a good kiddushin. Let's drop down about six lines, where after the Gemara explains the confusion about this case, the Gemara explains in the middle of a line, Hacha ba'adam chashov askinon. We're dealing with a man who's very important. He's recognized as like a hero. Debeahi hano de kamikaba matana mina gomra umekanya le nafsha. Another example of an interesting form of giving. Through the enjoyment that he accepted her gift, she grants her kiddushin rights to him. What is happening over here is that this man is a hero. Normally, he wouldn't take a gift from just anyone. The fact that he accepts your gift is itself a gift. He's given you something. It's an intangible, it's an emotion, but it's something you would have been willing to pay for. You would have paid somebody for the audience in which he's agreeable to accept your gift. And therefore, the kiddushin is not happening with the gift that she's giving to him, but rather with the gift that he is giving to her by accepting her gift. There's a nachas ruach, there's a pleasure, there's an enjoyment in that, and that's something that she would be willing to pay for. In the words of Rashi, Ba'odam choshev askin, and we're dealing with a person, Rashi explains, she'ene rogel lekabel matanos, that's not normally a person who accepts gifts, but with that enjoyment, she'tirtze zos, loses pruta la'odam she'yifaisenu lekach, lekabel heimenu matano, with the amount that you would have been willing to give somebody to convince me to accept your gift. There's a certain honor in his accepting her gift. That's where the benefit to her occurs. And through that, there is Kiddushin. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.